The Longmont leader receives a police report from Longmont Public Safety Daily. The police notes are published in full with occasional modifications to exact addresses, individual names and spelling. Please note that the category that the crime is labeled as is limited by police software based on the information the dispatcher receives when the call is made. Longmont Public Safety may edit the category as more information is learned about each case. America is undeniably the greatest nation to have ever existed in the history of mankind. We call this American exceptionalism, a proud tenet of American culture which historically has been revered and coveted by the world over. Currently, we see that a change has come upon us. Even to the casual observer, it cannot be ignored that we have become unwilling spectators to the advent of never-before-seen new ways of life. Many of those indoctrinated into the fold are embracing these changes as progress, without truly considering the many consequences, intended or not, that serve to disenfranchise large swaths of the public in the interests of a comparatively small minority. These cultural changes threatening our societal norms are largely driven by promoting fear and the loathing of all things traditional and conservative. Either submit to the new norm or be ostracized into the dustbin of the canceled. 9/11 seems to have been a tipping point in American history. This modern-day Pearl Harbor ushered in the Patriot Act that granted our government an unprecedented imposition into the closely guarded privacy of our lives and individual freedoms. During the lockdowns, this was evidenced by our government's determination whether we were considered essential or not. The expectation of personal freedom that grants us the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness was rescinded from a nation famously founded on these guarantees. The millions of people pouring into our country through our southern border risked their lives in pursuit of these cherished freedoms. The tragic events that led up to the death of George Floyd has been yet another landmark event in our nation's recent history, the effects of which have landed like an avalanche that we may never dig ourselves out of. Our nation's response following the riots and looting of 2020 subsequently elevated the racially charged doctrine of critical race theory, CRT, which has infiltrated the curriculum of our public schools under the guise of social-emotional learning, SEL. CRT has also permeated into the adult world under the in the form of diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, which has become the underpinning of every bit of new legislation in government, and the decisions in the boardrooms of the private sector. Social justice reforms have gifted the crime industry a softer landing and rebalanced the scales of justice that traditionally metered out the natural cause and effect consequences to those who choose a life of crime. Judges have lost their way. They now undeservedly release hardened criminals back onto the streets and have made the most docile of communities unsafe and dangerous. Climate activism is a pandemic of another kind. This social contagion has all of us believing that the world is going to end if we don't stop eating Big Macs and learn to cook with grasshoppers. Imagine the extinction of cows and Aunt Mary sharing her favorite recipe of beetle risotto. Or, what about a limit on the number of miles that you can drive your Tesla? Much like exceeding the amount of data provided to you by your cell phone provider. The hysteria of all things climate is rapidly advancing the deterioration of our quality of life as we know it, and may prove to end up being the single most significant stake in the heart of the treasured, American way of life. The most inane of mind-bending social experiments being heaped on American culture is without a doubt the gender-denying trans movement. This has become another stake in the ground that our public school system has planted on the hill they are willing to die on. Requiring teachers to affirm gender dysphoria is but one of a handful of reasons public schools nationwide are seeing significant enrollment decline. Parents have lost confidence in an institution that was designed to provide our children a foundation to achieve success in life, rather than be a breeding ground of future progressive LGBTQ activists. People are genuinely free to live their lives as they see fit. This is one of the cherished pursuits of our American culture that I speak of. However, forcing an unwelcome moral code into the hearts and minds of children is persona non grata. Is this the future of America? It sure seems so. These new societal norms are steamrolling their way into our culture and there is no end in sight. This isn't as American as apple pie.